of that. Yeah,
so
exactly.
So when you're looking at it, you're looking at you. Mm. You know, it's a white boy who you think is a white boy may be a nigga. Mm. And nigga, the word nigga is, the original nigga is the Nganga. Mm. Is the nigga. And when you spell it, it's spelled N-G-A-N-G-A. Mm. So when English is nigga, nigga. Mm. But it's pronounced Nganga, like niggas in Ethiopian is pronounced in Ethiopia, negus. Mm. But in English, it's N-E-G-U-S, it's pronounced negus. Mm. But it's really negus. But the white man's language changes the word. Mm. So Nganga is nigga, nigga, but Nganga was the most important person of the village, the witch doctor, the psychological doctor, the healer, the herbalist,
wow,
the master of the light and dark, right? This is the Nganga, the original nigga. So the Negus, the Negus in Ethiopian is king. The Naga in India is the original tantrics of India, is the dark folks, the African folks, because it was all one landmass.
Yeah.
And the third eye meditates in the Naga, is also the Kundalini, the energy, but also the Nga. And I saw this in the white book. The Nga is the third white boy book. So the sounds of the chakras, Nga is the third eye.
Wow.
So the white boy is the one that said it's a negative because he doesn't want you to know who you are. Yeah. See, they don't want you to know. So they want you, nigga. They want you to, because they want you to take it down, because whatever energy you put on it, it's going to be. If you put a negative on it, it's going to be. If you turn it into a term, my nigga. If you, however you use it, you're going to put, it's going to be what it is because it's God. Right? But I said, you tell, if you want white folks to stop saying that word, tell them what it means. They're going to call you God. And this is documented shit, man. You just got to put the shit together.
Yeah. Good God.
You got to put, it's all there, man. It's all there, man.
That is just, that opened it up even more, though, like just like a pow.
The name of the name of the, so my father said it makes your, you know, it say nigga, nigga, nigga. And man, I say it so makes much, makes my teeth white. I said, but not only does it make your teeth white, it makes your head light.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Okay. So I'm telling you, man, this shit. See, Dick Gregory was my godfather, my father, biological father, Paul, Richard Pryor. All of them said nigga. So I was like, so it never had a meaning, a negative meaning for me.
Yeah.
Right? And so I had to research it. And I found out the original name of Africa was Nigritia, which means Negra. The Niger River is really the Nigger River.
Oh, wow.
It could be Niger River, Nigger River. They just tried to change it to Niger to make you think it was a nigger. Mm. But it's the same tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
Same shit. Oh, right? Wow. When you trace the etymology, you trace the root word. The consonants stay the same, but the vowels change.
Yeah.
In Africa, also, Nagai, N-G-A-I, means God. Nagai is nigga. Nigga. So it's like, that's what we was calling each other in God. It's like the white boy, but it was the most important, powerful people of the village. So the white boy said, we got to get rid of that.
Yeah.
So that's, and then they taught the world that it was a negative. That's why it never goes away.
Yeah.
People are like, why did they, the NAACP tried to bury it years ago, 20 years ago. They tried to bury the word. I mean, did an actual burial ceremony.
Wow.
And niggas just kept, nigga, fuck that. because it's written to it.
Yeah.
You can't get away from it. So it's like, I mean, it also means prosperity. Naga in India, also Kundalini also means prosperity. So they came. It's like, man, come on, it's our time, man. It's like, wake up.
I heard somebody say that this was the year of the black man.
Yeah,
I've been seeing that all year.
Yeah. It's wake up, man. Wake up.
Wow.
But it's not even about they talk about race first. Mm-hmm. It's about conscience first. Mm. It's about whoever comes to the table. I mean, I'm all for black working with black folks. I love that. But it's whoever comes to the table with the with the cosmic information, not with this lower level information.
Yeah.
There's a whole nother level, man. One of the last conversations me and Dick Gregory had, I told him, I said, you know, you ever heard of Mafonic realities?
Mm.
He said, no. I said, Mafonic realities is multiple realities happening at the same time.
Okay.
And you get to choose which one you want to live in. Right?
Wait, hold on. That messed my whole mind up. You said Mafonic?
Mafonic realities.
Okay.
Mafonic is multiple realities happening at the same time. You get to choose which one you want to live in.
Yeah.
Okay, and Dick Gregory said to me, you know, Mooney, but we don't know that. We don't know that.
Yeah.
And I said, Dick, I said, look, man, I said, how are we going to teach what is up black folks in prosperity and black folks and knowing who they are and all that? I said, how are we going to, you know, do that? He said, you know, I did my thing. He said, that's your job, Mooney.
Mm.
He said, bring that shit together.
Yeah.
I said, because, he said, that's your job. And come to find out, man, even in Kemet, man, Kemet was about business. People don't understand business was their spirituality.
Mm.
You see, the Pharaoh was the master businessman.
Yeah, okay.
He was the one that did all the deals and all the trades and would go out and do the deals and the trades with other countries. He was the one. See, you see, Egypt was a very wealthy nation. Wealthy, they built. They were about business and trade. They even that the whole when Maat, you know, when you go through coming forth by day, when you go to the afterlife, you got to cross over to Maat, and she weighs the feather on the scale.
Yeah,
they say that was all about business. The transaction of business goes on even when you pass away.
Wow.
Before you're born. When you're gone, when you're here, when you're not here, there's always a transaction going on. And that they would bury themselves, man, with the gold and the silver and all the shit and all the wealth. And we thought that was, why are they doing that?
Yeah.
But they said they didn't want to go to the afterlife broke.
Yeah.
See? But it's really an energy.
Yeah.
You're coming with a prosperous energy because when you're reborn and you choose to rebirth,
and more
the shamans say, the shamans say, even in Africa, why black people keep being born into poverty because they haven't realized prosperity consciousness.
Mm.
Because you be thinking, let me go to heaven. When I get to heaven, all the shit is in heaven. No, the heaven is in your brain right now. It's heaven on earth. If you don't realize prosperity conscious now, you can't get it when you die.
Yeah.
You got, because the mind and consciousness is eternal. You got to come back the same way you left. If you was thinking broke when you died, you coming back broke and you're going to be born again into poverty. Right?
Wow.
But the wealthy people know, the wealthy esoteric people know, they create wealth for their generations down, because not only for their generations, but they can choose to come back and enjoy the wealth they created.
Yeah.
In their own family is a great-great-grandchild or great-great... You feel me?
Yeah, really...
This how deep it go, man.
This is good.
This ain't no game.
Wow.
You hear me?
Wow.
It's about the wealth. Right? And the money and the money and the currency is just one level of it.
Yeah.
It's just... But if you can control the currency, you can control everything else.
Mm.
Your health, your wellness, because wellness costs money.
Yeah.
Everything costs. There's always a transaction going on.
Wow. Yeah.
Always.
You're right. Always.
There's always.
Always a transaction.
Remember, it was a puka shell. It was a cowrie shell.
Yeah.
Now it's a cryptocurrency.
Mm.
There's always a transaction going on. So people be, I don't want to be, man, getting money is the root of all. No, money is the root of all good, because I'm good. It's the root of all evil if you evil.
Yeah, because it just magnifies who you are.
It magnifies whoever you are. But if I'm good, I do good things with it.
Mm.
And so what do I want to do with it? Do I want to build schools? Do I want to build buy the block? Do I want to build whatever institutions, whatever it's going to take, the financial. So he or she who has the mindset and the money
has the power. Consciousness and the currency is power. Okay? So that's why I tell people, everybody ain't got to get this. Mm. All you need is some strong links, because the chain is full of links, right? Mm-hmm. A chain is full of individual links. We too busy worrying about the collective and not about the individual link. You strengthen the link by one. Each one reach one, each one teach one, each one wealth one. Then the train is stronger and stronger. Wow. Then all of a sudden you got that 100 monkey effect. You know, the 100 monkey effect, when there was a certain amount of monkeys who was burying the sweet potato. And then at some point they was copying each other one after another. And at some point they didn't have to copy. Osmosisly it took over the whole tribe.
Yeah.
And they all started doing it. So don't need all of us. It needs a few of us to do it. Everybody gonna get it anyway. They may not get it now, but they gonna get it just because of the energy of it.
Wow.
You see, that's what this thing is about now, man. Jeez. That's where we at. Jeez. And folks don't understand that, man.
I'm so fascinated. Not fascinated, but like, it just puzzles me. I'm trying to find the right word, for lack of better words. That white people are always so captivated with our history, our culture, and where we came from, and then they use it to benefit from themselves and still try to teach us and make us look like we they're like they didn't get it from us. That's what's still wrapping my mind around this whole thing.
They
like think and grow rich. Like, what the heck?
They was in cave, man. They got all they learned well from us. The Moors taught the Europeans the banking system. We the masters of the shit, not them.
Yeah.
We think, that's why when they say, I don't want money, I don't want, they learned the shit from us.
Yeah.
We, look, man.
Oh, what are you going to do?
The name of money, man. Look, you know what the name of money in Kemet was?
What?
Hedge. You hedge ever heard of hedge funds?
Yeah.
Hedge was the name of money. Hedge. Hedge funds. Wow. It's ours.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
So we got to understand this so we can get motivated to get the money.
Yeah, for real.
See, once we understand that, then we go on and get the money and stop. I don't want the money. I don't, you know, it ain't about the money. It's about this. No, no, no. Fuck that. Get that money.
Yeah.
Get that money. I mean, get the consciousness, get the wellness, get who you are, all that. But don't forget the money. Don't be negative. Or you're going to be great, and then you can levitate off the fucking ground. You can fast for 1,000 days, but you can't create no money? Come on, man.
My own natural energy.
The white boy tell you, and God, we trust he put it right on the money with your third eye, the eye of Haru.
Yeah.
Right there, the eye of Horus, Haru, right there. Looking. Looking at you, black man, wouldn't you go remember who you are? Right on the money. And you looking at the white boy, I'm looking at Haru.
Yeah.
I'm looking at that third eye above the pyramid.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You looking at the white boy. Look at the pyramid in your eye.
Sheesh.
You looking at the dead president. Look at that living eye looking at you. Saying, what you gonna do, brother? Make this money.
Yeah.
See, so you know, we're gonna take this thing to another level. That's why I did $6,000 today.
Yeah.
That's how I think.
And that's the thing, like that's what's been stretching my mind too. Making this money and not doing anything. All I did was invest it.
But you're doing it here.
Yeah, yeah.
You're doing it here. You grow your money with your mind. Grow your money with your mind.
I'm so grateful for this.
You say, okay, I want to make $5,000 a week. Okay. You got that in your mind. And when you do it, you can't just say it, you got to feel it. Because the emotion crosses over from your conscious mind to your subconscious mind. Because your subconscious mind got all that. Your subconscious mind is like, if this is the, you got the iceberg up here and you got the mountain up under here that's holding an iceberg up. This is the subconscious mind.
Okay.
This is the conscious mind that you can see, but you can't see all this shit down here.
Yeah.
And this is the shit you got to break up. Mm. And so what breaks all that is the emotion, because the emotion carries the thought in here to break all this up.
Okay.
And plus you putting it out there in the ethers, so when you're putting the energy out there, the receivers, those who are to help you, or those who are like mine, they receive it and they come to help. Like, you know, you start having synergistic stuff, that synergy happens.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, you'd be like, how'd that happen? Because you called out with your thought.
Yeah.
You see, and it came back. That's the law of attraction. That's the magnetism. Yeah.
They're on the hook and sink.
But then you got the magnet, then you got the electrical, the magnet and the electrical, the yin and the yang. The electrical is taking action.
Mm.
The magnet is making it come to you.
Yeah.
But the electrical is you take action.
Yeah.
So once you it do comes both, because what you're looking for is looking for you.
Yeah. Okay.
So we got to understand how these laws work.
Yeah.
Sheesh. See, because it's all, we created it. The Hooty.
Yeah.
Master teacher that came up out of Atlantis in the Kemet. Masters, man. Him and Imhotep. Masters. And the whole science of those seven principles, man, all the world religions incorporated into their systems.
Yeah.
And you see it. That's why the Bible works. That's why the Quran works. That's why the Bhagavad Gita works. That's why they all work. But they're using all these stories, right? All these myths, to teach you the teachings where Kemet was teaching you the teachings, the laws.
Yeah.
The Hute. So it's heavy, man.
I like this, though. That was good.
Heavy shit, man. Heavy stuff, man. We there now, though, bro.
Yeah.
We there now.